Blog Talk Radio.
Forget all that shit. We finna, you know, get into what I'm doing now. Shit, I talk a lot of shit. I've always done that, but more so than ever, I'm focused on what I'm focused on now. And that's that next level of thinking. So I'm going to talk about a parent for a few minutes, because as a parent, you know, what do you actually demand from your children is important. You know, not as far as them listening to you or not being bad, you know, but as far as when they grow up and they become 16, 14, 16, I'll tell you something I did. And I didn't really realize that I was doing it when I was doing it. I didn't realize what I was doing would pay off like it actually has. I would say when my daughter got around 13, I told her that she had only 2 years left. You have two more years before everything you do, or everything you did not do, or do not do, will haunt you. You know, all my lectures to her would end with how short of a time she had to be a kid. Because if you think of it, let's say she's a kid all the way to 15. Hell, if she lived to be 60, that's 45 more years of not being a kid. Three times more. You never look at life like that. But that's how life is. So what I'm saying to you is, she used to want to do all kinds of shit. Help me do the wash, help me do the dishes, all kinds of stuff. But I wouldn't let her do it. But I would tell her. When it came time to do it, you was going to hate it. I told her, you're going to hate it. Now, at the time, she was 3 to 5 years old, I guess, and you know, she wanted to help out, and she couldn't see what I was saying. And I would explain to her, after 15, childhood starts changing. So I tried to impress on her to be a kid as long as possible. Because after 18, there is no more childhood. And think about it. You could be 18 and you live to be 70. That's 52 more years. 18 is 18. 52 is damn near three times 18. Are you following me? What I'm saying is, during those years after 13, and even before, I started demanding that she account for every goddamn thing she do. And don't get me wrong, I know she lied here and there, because my daughter is like everybody else. She's a liar. But the fact that she did have to motherfucking be responsible made her much more responsible than a lot of her friends her age were. So what I'm saying is this, fellas. We don't want to think of it in these terms, but if I die tonight, I would die knowing my girl know how to take care of her motherfucking self. I know she would love to have a mate, because I never impressed on her, you don't need a mate. But I also know I taught her that she only needs herself. And she's fully self-sufficient. And if you ask her, she'd tell you that that's what I always said after each lesson I gave her. You got to be able to take care of yourself. You can't depend on nobody but me. And if I'm dead, you can't depend on nobody. So I'm telling you, I always did that. I told her, even if you have a mate, don't depend on anything or anyone except your own goals. So when you get there, when you reach your goals, make sure you're able to accept that you found your mate and live that life you tried to get. Don't let your goals interfere with your mate, unless they do, which is going to bring me, I'm getting to a point, you guys, you got to fucking listen. I'm so goddamn proud of, you know, this shit that I'm making a video with, putting it on here, because I really think I did a good job with my daughter. You know, I ain't had no whole bunch of kids like some of you do. But what I'm saying is, she left home, got a work history. She handled herself. You know, she was like, she born to do it, but she really is born to do it because she's from me. There are 24 hours in a day. There's goddamn 60 minutes in an hour. Do the math. 60 times 24 will tell you how many goddamn minutes you fucking have in the day. And then 60 times 24 hours will tell you how many motherfucking seconds you got in a day. You add all this shit together, and you have how many opportunities you have to fucking make choices each day. So when I'm on the grind, my choices, I don't even think of them as, let's say I go to sleep and when I wake up, I don't really think of my choices. Because I got 2, 3, 4 things I'm doing, and whatever I think of to do, that's what I'm going to go do. So, if you understand that we all need to realize that our choices are the fuel for our bodies and our minds, that propels us toward the future. So what I'm saying is this. Your choices is like gasoline. It could be high octane. It could be medium octane. It could be low octane. You know, but what I'm saying is, how far are you going to go in your life on the choice fuel that you chose? All right, think of this. Low octane choices are, you know, the choices you make concerning where you want to go to eat or have a drink. You know, those are low octane choices. Medium octane choices are the things you make, the choices you make when it comes to what kind of job you want. How far do you think this particular job is going to let you go? Now, that's a medium octane choice. A high octane choice is all about the direction of your life. A high octane choice encompasses all of the stuff you're going to do in your low octane level, but it includes that level includes rising to another level, which could be, medium octane, and you rise to the medium octane level. And from that, you're going to go to the high octane level. The reason high octane includes all that is because you need all that to become high octane. If you don't go through that, you won't be high octane. You'll think you're high octane, but you didn't go through what it takes to become high octane. So, of the three, I like high octane. High octane is the most dangerous. And the choices are most satisfying when you see them come to fruition. I burn high octane in my choices. And I do that in my life, and I choose as carefully as I can. You might not think I do. You might think I just do things because I, you know, whatever whim, but I don't. I'm choosing carefully because high-octane choices are explosive. And if you're not careful, they're going to explode in your goddamn face and leave you scarred forever. So I don't want to risk that, but it's not going to stop me from making the type of choices I make. So I choose wisely, and I suggest you do too, my friends. And all you got to know that I'm about excellence. I want you to do whatever you do like the shit. I want you to do it. And I think very few people do things better than me. But I remember when my little sister, Lorraine Mae Armstrong, she's short as hell. But she not only went to Ashford as I did, she graduated. But let me tell you something, she graduated with a 3.95. And she smashed my 3.87. What I'm saying is, I was very proud of, you know, being magna cum laude, you know, the achievement. She graduated summa, bettering me on all levels. But one thing, I guess, those brains and the ability to use it is in the family, you know. And, you know, for another, I'm just very proud of my sister. Because that's what we represent. We ain't playing. She asked me for a lot of help. But I wasn't trying to make her get a better grade than me, but she did. Because I gave her the truth and she used it. What I'm saying to you guys, I wake up talking shit. And I go to sleep talking shit. And as I dream, I'm talking shit. When I drive down the street, I'm fucking talking shit. And when the police pull me over, like this morning pulled me over, but I was wrong. I didn't register my car from 2020 to 2021. I thought I did when he told me that shit. I said, you lying. I was finna talk shit, but I didn't. In the end, they just gave me a ticket, which I got to straighten out. But I can't help it. I talk shit. The only time I ain't talking shit, only time I wasn't talking shit, only time I would not talk shit is when one of my parents or some kind of adult was talking, you know, to me when I was a younger motherfucker. I never would be disrespectful. But, you know, other than that, I just talk shit, swallow spit, and go stay up down on the motherfucking bitch. That's me. I got quick wit. And whatever happens, I ain't gonna quit. Period. And if I lose my voice, I'ma type shit in my phone. Well, I'm saying, I know I'm this way because I have serious deadliness. Excuse me, not deadliness, deadlines. I have serious deadlines to meet. I finished a book, and I started another one, one I hope you're going to read from cover to cover. As a matter of fact, you guys, go to my fucking site, goddamn, Rosebud Author. Come on, buy these fucking e-books. You buy every other motherfucking e-book. These deadlines that I got, they're part of my life, and the only way I'm going to meet them is to do shit right. Stress, strife, and problems have to fucking wait they turn with me. Because to be sure of correctly handling my shit. I'm willing to burn. I am. I'm just willing to be killed. Now, I should not be so drastic, because there's one thing for sure. My life is fantastic. I'm a product of confidence and positive thinking. But I got to stay productive to keep from sinking. When you realize these kind of things about yourself, and you can put rhyme to them like I've been doing if you paid attention, it's because you're not afraid of what your life is about. Keep tabs on yourself, on what you think, because it's going to affect your future wealth. I don't say or do anything that's not planned. Even when you watch me and it looks like I'm reading this shit, I might be looking at it, but I ain't reading that shit. I'm thinking of what the fuck I'm going to say. But what I'm saying is I'm aware. I'm aware of it all. You got to be all you can be. Now, what is this thing we call life? Design and redesign is what, I mean, shit, this life is about, seem like. But it's not. It's not. If you plan and hope that the life we have goes somewhat according to our plans, then that's on you. Because I don't do that. I plan. Stop right there. And then I'm executing. I ain't planning and replanning and hoping that whatever I planned is going to work. Fuck that. So inside of our thoughts, we should be prepared for deviations. And once we see that we're getting off course or something needs us to go at a different route, we make adjustments, or we might even make a new plan. So what I'm saying is, if you're paying close attention to you, the designs you make should be easy for you to follow. And this is why I don't listen to nobody. I'm not finna hear what you're saying and try to follow that. I'm following what I think, because that's the only thing I can follow step by step to the end. Everything else, I'm just hoping I'm doing the right thing. I mean, what I think. So, I mean, I just want you guys, as we speak, then the importance of speaking. Because I ain't talking about bitches. I ain't stuck on no goddamn bitch. There's times when life throws you a curve. Or a slider. And those are the times that you get to see what you made of. Oh, shit. That, baby, I gotta call you back because I'm doing a video right now. And just answer the phone, all right? Okay. What I'm saying is, when it throws you a curve, you know, I just suggest you constantly pay attention to your daily life so that when you throw, otherwise you pay attention to your daily life and how you live it, you know, so that the design that you have for you to go forward in your life is going to make you be able to produce whatever you need to produce so that it can be conducive to going forward. We don't want to stand still. You got to understand, if you want to enjoy your life, you have to design it. You have to make things happen the way you see it so that you can be happy. Why would you sit and make a plan and let something else happen? The only way something else was going to happen is if during your plan something went awry and it just went off and you couldn't help it. Other than that, you should be wanting to make your plan work. But that's just it. Do you even believe in your plans? What I'm saying is this. This is what it's all about. Enjoying yourself. This is what life is all about. Enjoying yourself. Define, understand who you are, and don't deviate. And believe me, whatever you end up doing without deviating is going to be fun, because fun is not throwing darts. Fun is not hang gliding. Fun is not on the roller coaster. Fun is all that and more. What I'm saying is this, fellas, my videos are about a lot of shit. Sometimes it's about standing on your pimping, if that's the case. But given today's motherfuckers, I don't even see how that goddamn shit is possible. But 687, what's happening? What's going on, brother?
Yo.
I got you. What's happening?
Okay, yeah, I've been having a question, man. It's been a while since I've been on your show, man. But yeah, since I've purchased your first, I guess your first lesson, it's probably been a few months back, man. I've changed a lot. But the next thing I was going to ask you real quick is, I recently moved in with, you know, my girl and everything, and since I've moved in with her, you know, everything was all good. You know, like, you know, we was in, like, sex was great, you know, the vibes was great, but as time went on, you know, like, we started, like, bumping heads a lot. You know what I mean?
Stop.
Like,
she started. Stop. Listen, you got whatever part of the course. So what I'm saying is this, is just for clarification, if there's five things to learn so that you can drive a race car safely, do you think learning one of them is going to allow you to drive that race car safely? Do you think learning two of them is going to let you learn to drive that race car safely?
Nope.
I think four of them, if you really inherently are a race car driver, might be enough for you to drive safely. But I'm going to ask you, do you think if you learned four of those ways, would you be able to drive safely?
Even then, there's still going to be some things to learn, but you'll be able to know how to operate a race car.
Let me tell you something, brother. This is why you're having problems, because all you did was get the first part. You didn't get nothing to follow up. So the first part is only digging you in deeper if you use it, because it's going to actually allow you to catch a woman. Now, the real work starts. The real work is not catching the woman. The real work starts when you catch her, because that's when you got to live up to what you've been representing. That's where the work comes in, bro. So if you ain't got part two, part three, part four, whatever the fuck part, then you just got whatever part you got, and that's what part you're going to get in the relationship, if you feel what I'm saying.
See, the reason why I got the part one was because, you know, I felt like you put down so much in part one where I used those tools, you know, and I felt like that's all I really needed, you know.
Stop right there. Listen to this. What if you bought something and it promised you 100 things to learn? Things you don't know shit about.
Okay.
And you learn 10 of those things. Listen to me. You learn 10 of those things. Would you think you have improved?
Yeah. If I learned 10 out of 100, I'll see results.
Listen. You learn these 10 things. These 10 things have made you improve to the extent that you see that you improved. What would stop you from getting the rest? Stop. Don't think no more. Just listen. What I'm saying is if you see that you've learned these 10 things and you know there's 90 more things to learn, what kind of person are you to accept those 10 things? You're a lesser caliber person. Any higher caliber person wouldn't be satisfied with learning 10 things, especially when they knew it's 90 more things to learn. So what I'm telling you is, why the fuck didn't you buy the rest of the course?
Finances.
What?
Money.
Okay, you ain't had no money. Hey, bro, listen to me. All you motherfuckers listen to me. I work with you. I don't, you know, I'm about money. Don't get me wrong. But if it's really finances and you trying to have something, I'd rather you get the game. And we'll work out some kind of payment. I don't give a fuck. I just care about motherfuckers getting this shit. I'm in this bitch. Hello? Fuck you, bitch. Okay, hold on 1 second. Oh, no, that's the wrong thing. These motherfuckers be interrupting me, man. I be hating that shit. I be telling them not to call. But the game, you guys. I'm real with man. And I want all of you guys to understand that the only thing you can do fucking with me is win. And if you don't want to win, I understand it. Some people just like to play. That's, you know, that's like how motherfuckers had T-ball. You know, the motherfucking T-ball. When I was a kid, 5-6 years old, and we wanted to play baseball. We was on the farm team. There was the minors and the majors, then there was the farm. And what I'm saying is the farm team was 5-6 years old. Yeah, the mound was closer, but that little motherfucking pitcher had to throw overhand, and that motherfucking batter had to hit the ball. And it was a catcher and all that shit. The bases was closer. All that goddamn shit, because they were little boys, but they had to learn how to play baseball. They didn't have no motherfucker sitting no fucking tee thing up so you can hit the ball. The motherfuckers that do that, they don't even know how to run the first base. After they got sit the tee ball, the ball on the tee, and you hit it, they got to encourage the motherfucker to run the first base. Why? Because T-ball is not a part of baseball. Baseball, no matter what age you start, you learn when you hit the fucking ball, you run to first base. But T-ball, they're only praising you because you hit the ball, fucking punk. That's why I don't fuck with you, this T-ball generation bullshit. 6, 7, 8, you can hang on, but I'm finna go to 5-1-0.
Hey, bud. Hey, I was on the call last night, and yeah, as soon as you started talking, I knew where you was going with this because I watched some of your stuff this morning. So I watched one of the things that was talking about being comfortable with yourself. And, you know, you said you had, like, identity crisis when you left the pimping and you went into the square life. And you were like, man, I'm not on stage no more. I'm not on stage no more. I'm usually getting love or, you know what I mean, they recognize me somewhere. Now I'm just like regular Declan, right? So I understood that part, and that spoke to me because I kind of went – I'm not saying, you know, I was in the game or anything like that, but I'm definitely fly. I'm definitely, you feel me, known. And due to that point, when I had to switch up and go to be a square – or, you know, the square life, you know what I mean, it was identity crisis because I got to tone myself down. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that side of it. Huh?
What is your question?
So, I just was calling in to tell you I got what you got as soon as you started. And the other part was boundaries, right?
Hello? Locked in. Okay, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Don't trip. So boundaries was another thing I learned from Steve, too. Like you got to know what you're going to tolerate and know what you want from the beginning every time. If not, it's going to be bad because whoever you're dealing with, woman or man, is going to treat you on the way how you're going to let them. So what you were saying, you kind of implementing, you're like, yeah, so you got to know your value and what you want to do before you do anything or be prepared regardless. So, yeah, I was just tapping in, but, bro, I'm really on this shit.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. You hit some pretty good points, and I'm glad you're on it. And just stay on it, man. Just understand there's a lot of shit you're going to hear that is not going to make sense. And you can't make it make sense until you go through shit or you see the sense in it. That's why listening to us is good. Me, Steve, Shantae, it's good. It ain't good because we're telling you what to do. It's good because we let you hear some shit way before it happened. It might happen 6 months from now, but at least you're going to have heard this shit. And it's going to come to you, bro. And it's going to be of assistance. That's where we at, man.
Foresight.
You know it, brother. Hey, I appreciate both of you callers. You got anything else, 678?
Yeah, man. I kind of want to touch bases with the caller. I don't know your name, man, but I want to touch base back on that. So I definitely agree with that. But it's just I want to touch back on, like, women nowadays, when you were saying, like, basically how you are and what you present yourself to men or women is how they is based off how they're going to treat you. Now, you can still represent yourself how you represent yourself, but you can't really control a female if she want to be disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, she
wait. Listen to this. This shit just happened, like, 5 minutes before this class. I mean, before this video. But, you know, I'm fucking with this young bitch. And I went to get the bitch earlier today. We went and had some breakfast and shit. And then we come to my crib. And we talking while we eating the breakfast, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, the bitch go back to the room, get in the bed and all that shit. I'm doing something on the computer. But I'm also thinking that this motherfucker is not the kind of motherfucking bitch I really want to fuck with. But at the same time, I'm thinking, how can she be? She less than half my age. So it's a whole bunch of shit going on in my mind. So I finish what I'm doing on the motherfucking computer, and I go to get in the bed, and I'm in the bed, the bitch in the bed, you know, so I went to reach at the bitch, and she had some sort of tension in her body. And I don't know exactly what I said, but I said something. And she said, but you know, don't be coming at me like that. So now I got the fuck up, put my motherfucking pants on, and came back in the computer room. Then, you know, once I got through with what I was doing there, I went back there and I started telling this bitch about what the fuck. You know, bitch, look. You know, I want a motherfucking bitch that ain't just coming to give me some pussy. And all the fuck you seem like you doing is coming to give me some pussy. But if you think about it, Young motherfuckers don't talk to each other. They don't have anything to say to each other. That's what they do. They come, they fuck, they get the fuck up and leave. What I'm saying is, I'm an old nigga. I don't think like that. So what I'm saying is, she's making me think she ain't seeing me for who the fuck I am. So when I say this shit to her, you know, this shit, bitch, all you come to do is give me some motherfucking pussy, bitch, fuck your motherfucking pussy. Bitch said, well, you can take me home. I said, let me tell you something, baby. I'm going to call you a lift, and your motherfucking ass can go home. And right okay. before I started this video, the lift came. And the bitch was walking out the door, and you know, I said, all right, baby, I'll see you later. Bitch didn't say shit. Let me tell you something, man. That made my dick hard. Because you're supposed to be mad at me, you motherfucker. I don't want you leaving me acting like it ain't shit, you punk motherfucker. And what I'm saying, I didn't say none of that shit, but the bitch gonna call me. She told me before she went out. She said, well, just don't call me no motherfucking more. Bitch, I ain't got no problem calling, not calling you. If you notice, you've been texting my ass. So what I'm saying, I don't really be calling you no way, bitch. I don't like the phone. I don't like no texts, none of that goddamn shit. What I'm saying, bro, is you got to stand on your fucking shit. And no matter what happens, regardless if you've been through the situation before or not, you got to be willing to take the outcome. So the outcome for me was going to be that bitch, now I'm already in the bed, my clothes off, my dick hard. You know, I don't want to fuck this bitch. But I had to be willing to accept her saying, well, take me home, whatever the fuck. And I did. Bitch, get your ass out of here. So what? My dick going to go down. But that ain't it. You just heard the other bitch call me. And I told
Hey, boy.
Listen, fellas, just listen. This fucking bitch that left. Now I'm on the show with you motherfuckers. And a couple of motherfuckers called, but then you heard that last one. That was the bitch that I called when the bitch left. Because I called the bitch, I text her. And I said, I sure would like to fuck you today. And you see the bitch just text back. I mean, that text back. She called. No, I said, I sure would like to fuck you today. Call me ASAP. So the bitch, you see, she just called. Now, I ain't saying shit other than the fact, fuck the bitch that left this morning. Because I ain't thinking about her. You gone, bitch. I'm thinking about me. I'm a selfish bastard. Since my dick was hard, I want to fuck. So I'm finna call another bitch. I ain't finna not fuck cause this bitch decided to leave me. This is why you gotta fuck with more than one bitch. You have to be a man. You gotta fuck with more than one bro. Because if you don't, this bitch gonna control you with her pussy. Come on, man. You know I'm being real.
That's real, bro. That
I'm being real, you guys.
Yeah.
Bitches do this kind of shit because we let them. Well, y'all let them because, bitch, you can get out. I don't give a fuck. My dick hard is a motherfucker. I'm going to get the fuck up and put my pants on. Get your punk ass out. I ain't getting a fuck. Any motherfucker that just a fuck with a bitch because she's just coming to give him the pussy, he's a punk. Bitch, you don't do nothing but come give me the motherfucking pussy. And I got to make you raise your legs upright. Ain't that a bitch? Fuck that. Get your young ass not knowing how to fuck with a nigga out of here. Yeah, bitch. And don't think that bitch ain't gonna call me. Don't think that bitch ain't gonna text me 2 days maximum. Hey, guess what? If the bitch don't text me in 2 days, I'm texting her bitch ass. And I'm going to say something, and the bitch going to have to respond. And if she don't, then maybe the bitch don't want to fuck with me no more. So what? But I know if I do text, that bitch going to respond. And it's going to be on and cracking, and she's going to be able to learn her lesson. If you bring your bitch ass over here, you better be trying to do more than just give me some pussy. Period. You young bitch. You train bitches. You train them how to be right. Because they don't know shit about being right. Because ain't no motherfucker ever told them they had to be right. Every motherfucker trying to be right for the bitch. And the bitch don't even know what's right for her. That's why she tells you one thing. This is whatever I like. And then she fuck with a nigga like me. And she's still fucking with you. And you say, but yeah, you fucking with Rose, bud. And he don't do none of the shit you like. And your ass wondering what's up. You motherfuckers better know bitches don't want you doing what they tell you to do. They want you doing what the fuck you want to do, how you want to do it, but they just want to be included. You motherfuckers don't get this shit, man. I'm spitting some real shit. Hey, you guys, let me go on with what I'm talking about. What? You had something else? Come on, man. What?
Yeah. Real quick, and then I'll let you get back. So if I don't need, if it's not catching the bitch that's, you know, I need within your course, what would you recommend in your course that will help me more? Basically, what you were just speaking on.
Bro, listen to me. No matter what video you watch that I did, I mean, going back 10 years, no matter what you hear or see on Facebook, I said, going back 10 years, it's all about the same thing. If you don't fucking know yourself, if you don't believe in what you know about yourself, then you're going to be subject to all this bullshit that you talking about, whoever called next going to be talking about. They all going to be talking about the same shit because they're afraid to take the chance on being themselves. When you come to Sidewalk, listen, when you come to Sidewalk University, the first 2 weeks is spent on reintroducing yourself to your goddamn self. In the third week, you got to write a motherfucking paper. And that paper is about who have you discovered. And motherfuckers never fail. Man, I didn't even know myself. I didn't even know I wanted this, that, and this. Because they don't know it. Bro, you ask me what do I suggest? Learn who the fuck you are. That's what I suggest. You can't do shit unless you know who you are. What kind of woman you want, man?
Shit, man. I want me a real ass bitch, man. And the one that's
going. Hey, listen, stop. You want you a real ass bitch, man. So, where's she at?
Shit, I don't know.
Wait. What's she look like?
Whatever I want her to look like.
No. Wait a minute. What race is she? You don't know none of that goddamn shit. So how are you going to go out and find that bitch?
Okay.
How the fuck are you going to go out and find that bitch? If you don't know what kind of bitch details that you want. Sure, if you want a black bitch, you want her to be pretty, blah, blah, blah. But that's not the kind of bitch you want. You want a bitch that's self-sufficient. You want a bitch to know how to respect her motherfucking man. You want a bitch that ain't afraid of a motherfucking man that, you know, got own principles. You want a bitch that's not afraid of a motherfucker that's not afraid to be a man. What I'm saying is, that bitch could look like any motherfucking bitch. That bitch could be any height. That bitch could be any race. That's why you don't limit yourself like you're doing. You got to give it a wide open. And the only thing you're looking for is who fit, period. And the only motherfuckers fit is the motherfuckers that's matching what the fuck you want. So this bitch got the looks. This bitch kind of got the conversation. So you fuck with the bitch, get the pussy, and blah, blah, blah. Fuck that bitch. She didn't match all the way. But you motherfuckers, she matched two, got two matches, so shit. I'm finna fall in love. I'm gonna be crazy about the bitch. Oh, man, come on, man. That's how y'all do. Am I right or wrong, caller? Come on, be real.
Yeah, you right. You're right. And that's the mistake I made with this last past joint. You know, I'm still living with her and shit, and so I'm having to get the fuck out of here. We have to break out lease and all that shit, all because of I didn't know the type of bitch I want. You know, she, like I said, she hit 2 points on my list of what I want, but she didn't hit everything, and I just settled with two. And now I'm suffering the repercussions of that, you know.
No, you suffered the repercussions of that. You're finna get out of that shit, right?
I'm getting out of that shit.
And that's all you gotta know. Because 2 and 2 is 4, man. If it ain't right, Stan ain't gonna make it right. Stan is just gonna make you more miserable. Dennis gonna make you risk beating this bitch ass.
Man, you on man.
What? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, man, you're right about that, because it already got to that point. I mean, I ain't never really balled my fist up, but we've gotten to the little scuffles and shit, man. Shit's fucked up, man. But
bro,
I'm getting about
get your fucking ass away from that shit.
Yeah.
On the real, if you got to go stay at mom's house for 5 days, which I know that's going to be hell, but I remember when I was going through some changes, I went to my mama's house. She said, boy, yeah, you can come in here. And so I go in. Man, listen to me. I'm telling you, I think I was 40-something. So I'm in my house. And I think I got there at whatever, 10 o'clock at night, so I didn't go out. And then I went to bed. Man, 6 o'clock in the morning, mom coming and turning like, boy, you better get your behind up. Ain't no way you going to be able to find some work sitting in here asleep. I say, Mom, I can't live with you. I'm even trying to cuss her out. And I'm a nigga that ain't never saying no to my parents. So she did that shit. And I had to accept. Nigga, you at her house. You 40 years old. You ain't, you know, you just like a boy. She gonna treat you like that. I got the fuck out of my, I thought I was going to be there a week. I got out of there in 2 days. Because I wasn't about to listen to that shit. My mama was definitely going to be telling. And what I'm saying is, that's what makes real men. That's what make real women. Otherwise, you're 17. You're talking that goddamn shit. And your parents, like my parents, well, boy, if you believe that, get your ass out. And if you believed it, you would get your ass out. You would get your own spot, or you would move in with a brother, some kind of way. If you really believe this shit, because your parents ain't taking it. You ain't coming to my house after midnight. The door will be locked and you can't come in. And you're supposed to be cool. How you gonna come home at midnight?
I tell you.
You're supposed to be cool. Shit, man. Parents in my time made you shit or get up off the pot. Motherfucker, if you want to stay out to 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, you must want to have a set of keys for your own door. They used to say shit like that. And we don't know what the fuck they talking about. But we know now, if you don't want to do what we said, you must want to live in your own goddamn house. And that's where we were, all of us back then. That's why all of us moved out at 17, 18. We had our own place. Or was living with some bitch with her place. But we wasn't living with mom because, like you motherfuckers, we don't want to hear that shit. But see, you guys disrespect your parents. You'll bring dope and all that shit in the house. You'll stay there doing all the bull. Man, fuck that. We ain't, man, fuck you, daddy. I'm gone. And you be mad at your daddy, you motherfucker. But he's making you a man. Period. Hey, think about them lions. When that lion's son get a little too old and he got to kick his ass to the curb, don't you think that motherfucking lion is getting kicked to the curb saying, fuck you, dad, you motherfucker. But I get too much to take all your bitches. That's what they're doing. And that's what we supposed to do. But we don't do it no more, man. We don't do the shit no more. We just punks. And that's where my show, Steve, Shantae, that's where we have value. Because we show you the little shit that make you the big motherfucker you're trying to be. The big entity that you want emanating from you is right here. In this goddamn shit we talking right now today. And I'm finna get busy. Let me go with my shit. Okay, now, all you got. Wait a minute, man. Excuse me. Wait, what the fuck is going on? All right. See, this is the only way that you can assure yourself that nothing uncaused for or uncalled for will happen to you on your way to greatness if you follow these little things that we're talking about. Okay, 562, I see you. I'm going to get you right now because I'm about to start talking shit. Go ahead, man. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? It's Cuddy, man.
All right, what's happening?
I just want to say, hey, man, I like what you're doing, man. I appreciate you standing on your shit for a long time, man. And I had one question I wanted to ask.
Well, let's go, brother. I appreciate you, so let's ask that question.
How much did you sell your nails for to Revlon?
You're so fucking crazy. Listen, I'm honest, man. I had two full sets of nails. And back then, listen, man, I'm serious. Back then,
I'm listening, OG.
All this shit we got today wasn't happening. So they used to take real nails, and they used to do some shit to them and make them to be able to fit on the person's nail. But the trick was they had to have a full set. And they would never have full sets because people broke a nail, blah, blah, blah. My pimp ass, I didn't break none of my nails. And when I sold them, they was creaming $500 a set. It was like $50 a nail, man. And them motherfuckers, I don't know if they grind them up. And then make a fake nail out of. I don't know what they really did, but they clipped my nails to the skin. I mean, right down to the edge, and told me anytime I wanted to come back. Because not only was my nails, it was 10 of them. I guess I don't know what I got, but I got hard nails. My nails ain't soft. You can't bend them. If they was an inch long, you can't bend them. They hard. So for whatever reason, they like that kind of nail. $500 a set.
Yeah, you made a band off their ass.
That shit was real, man. That was cool. Hey, 313,
hey,
what's up?
Hey, you was like Sandy, baby. Right. Yeah.
562, I know you got something else, but hold on. 313, what's up?
Yeah, this right. I was trying to see how much would you recommend I should have saved up before I get my own shit. I ain't trying to move in with no bitches.
That's right.
Bro. Having anything saved up is good. But there's not enough you can save to move out. The only thing you need to be able to do is see that you can handle your rent. Otherwise, let's say you got $0 and you want to move out. You got a job. The rent is $900. So, excuse me. What I'm saying is when you get $1,500, you're looking for a goddamn place. And when you find it, you go do whatever the fuck you need to do to secure it. Otherwise, you got $1,500, and they need this amount. You got $1,500, they need $1,800. So you tell them, well, look, I'm gonna give you $1,000, and then I'm gonna give you $800 and so and so when I move in. You good? And you ain't got nothing saved up, but you gonna keep making money as far as you got a job. You gonna keep working. And you're going to keep paying your rent. That's all that matters, bro. And all that other shit, I'm telling you, when I first came to Vegas, my furniture came from Goodwill.
Right.
I'm being real. Fuck the bullshit. I'm just telling you. 716, what's up, bro?
Hey, Bud, man. I just want to say, man, don't ease up. They might freeze up, man. But I did have a question for you, Bud.
Come on.
You know, in the square life, you know, the square boys, they're real reluctant to call the women the bitches, man. But, you know, we call women bitches, whether you out there or you just a nigga that get a lot of bitches. Now, what's the power in that? Because it seems like they lose a lot of power when they call them women. Why do we call them bitches, though? I call them bitches because, I mean, is there a certain amount of power that we manifest when we do that and understanding in our mind to make sure that we know?
No, listen. First, you got to understand, at one time, the question you asked had merit. But today, women call themselves bitches so much. Bitch, this, bitch, that. You know, a bitch is fine. A bitch, you know, they call themselves bitches so much. You're not going to get shit out of calling a bitch a bitch. Today, you're going to get shit out of not calling her a bitch. The more you don't call her a bitch, otherwise, girl, you know what? I should, you know what? And then you change up. You let her see you. You just a knucklehead or whatever. I started to call you the B word or whatever. I don't care what you say, but you let them know you ain't calling them no bitch. Because bitches are valuable. Real bitches show you who you don't want to fuck with. So what I'm saying is just like when you fucking with a square bitch, and she say, don't be talking to me like I'm no motherfucking hoe. Bitch, I wouldn't even disrespect a hoe by calling you a hoe. That's how you think about the word bitches. I'm disrespecting real bitches, calling your punk ass a bitch. Well, you don't know. You don't know what that do to a motherfucking bitch. Arguing with a bitch ain't shit, because her dick big as yours as far as that go. But when you say something to shit her motherfucking ass up because she ain't got shit to say back, that's when you show a bitch who you are. That's, bitch, you must think your dick big as mine. Let me see it get hard. Bitch can't get no hard dick. Well, you better shut your motherfucking mouth up talking that shit. Because my dick get hard.
Right. Okay.
I'm saying you got to be like that, man. And at that point, you got to say shit like that.
Right. And
you
I feel you. So the mindset, what I'm saying is these youngsters, what they should be thinking about when they going to get at a bitch trying to catch a bitch, and they mind they should be calling her a bitch, though.
Well, no, man. No. I mean, I don't really say bitch in my mind, but I would imagine that's what I'm thinking. You know, I'm not saying that's not what I'm thinking, but that's not where I'm coming from. I'm coming from baby. You know, baby, what's up? You know, and if she kind of come, I know she a bitch, straight capable of being a bitch, but I'm coming at her like trying to give her action. Girl, what's going on with you, baby? You know, and whatever she right. say, she's not going to let me know what to say. But what I'm saying, as long as she don't say no goddamn wretched bullshit, I ain't going to really think of her as no bitch. You understand what I'm saying?
100%, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, fellas, this is good shit, man. This is what I'm
for. Hey, Bud, can I speak on that part?
Okay, hold on, whoever that was. What was that, 562?
Yeah, that's Cuddy.
Come on.
Like he, and then like you were saying, like that with a bra, like she just be acting all loose and confused because she just be wanting you to bite and react to something she wants you to react to, probably.
Ain't no probably to it, man. Everything is, fellas, there's no probably. Everything is or it isn't, period. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It is or it isn't. And that can work for you in either way. You can want it to be isn't, or you can want it to be is, or vice versa. You just got to know which one you want out of the situation. Ain't no could be, blah, 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 maybe, all this fucking bullshit. No, it is or it isn't right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, all that's right, what it is.
That's right. So, look, this, well, no, I already told you that. What I'm saying is this. There has always been motherfuckers that couldn't stand up to the real straight-laced pressure that the game put on you. And they would want to kill you or something. But they were few. Today, it's the mentality is to kill any nigga that is caught doing his job. I mean, anytime you standing up for what you want, motherfuckers want to kill you. Now, motherfuckers used to be jealous of you, but they didn't want to kill you. Our jobs are to fuck with as many bitches as we can, as we have the breath to fuck with. I'm somebody every day. But you got dudes that make it now our jobs include making sure this fucking sucker won't sneak up on me and try to blast my motherfucking ass. Shit. Straight-laced game will do the trick. Because that's all I use. You see, I ain't got no bullet holes or nothing. But it ain't the same today. Telling you, man, you don't have to be no bad nigga to pimp. You just can't be no punk. You gotta believe me on that motherfucking shit. I'm glad all this fucking chaos is over. Really. Not all of it, but a lot of it is over concerning this, you know, misinformation and, you know, how you get to your goals. I have people thinking that you gotta just like hate women. A goal of mine is to make you understand. For me to worry about, I'm saying, some shit you doing or some shit you thinking is not important because I don't. I actually don't be caring. I only care when it's worthy of my care. Why should I care if you want to sleep out there on the fucking street? I mean, I ain't sleeping out there. But if that's what you want or desire or strive for, who am I to say it ain't right? Thinking like that, you know, helps you believe in yourself. Otherwise, the big reason most of you need definitions is because you haven't found or you haven't accepted yourself, and you find some kind of solace in adopting a new persona, like this mother who was asking on the show I was on with Steve, how do you fuck with business when you're trying to reinvent yourself? That shit is funny just to even read, because it was a question. I'm saying, man, life is not like that. Life is not set up like that. Life does not go that way. It doesn't even respond to that type of thinking. Life. The only thing that you should understand is that the more you accept that you weren't cut out to be what you pretended to be, the quicker you're going to find out who you really are. And guess what? You might just find out that you like that motherfucker that you find. You have been faking so long, you don't know who you are. You hate what you see in the life you're living, but you haven't accepted that you're faking. What if you hate faking? Because that's what dudes find at Sidewalk University. They find that they are cool. They didn't think they were cool. They didn't think shit about themselves. But they find out that that person that they've been hiding from, that first person that they've been faking about, is much cooler than they thought. So what I'm saying, you might just find out you like that motherfucker you meet. Rarely, if ever, does it do a motherfucker any good to pretend to be someone or something else. So you got to understand that we got to try to stop pretending to be a Mac or a player or a hustler. I mean, that shit to the motherfuckers that really want to do that for their lives. Sayings and words will not accomplish what you're actually, what you're personally looking for. So you got to understand what you're qualified to do and accept it. What's wrong? The reason you motherfuckers be fucking up today, the whole reason you fuck up, is that you don't have enough faith in the game. You don't believe in it. You're all worried about what you're going to do when you get old. I don't get to meet, you know, many people who know this, but you know, life is a continuous pursuit. I ran into a young motherfucker that was not today. That was today. And he was in Philadelphia. And he called out my name. Are you Rosebud? Yeah, man. He ran over to me and started, you know, talking a whole bunch of shit. So he told me that he was here. He was trying to, you know, don't put it down like the real OGs do and shit. Somehow we started talking about his future. And he said he wanted to be like me. I chuckled. And I told him, bro, I'm still trying to be me. You know, I left the game. But, you know, I didn't leave life's pursuit. You know, as I checked him out, he was kind of jeweled up and shit. And, you know, he had a pretty fly caddy. Pennsylvania plate. Oh, shit. Hello. Ved, let me send you a lift. You want a lift, right? Because you're going to come over here. Motherfucker, call me when you want a lift, because I want your ass over here. I want to get that goddamn bus. You know me. Call me when you're ready to come, and I'll send you a lift. I do not want to talk I'm doing my goddamn video and you didn't call me twice on it. Yeah, but just you bitch. Okay. What the fuck? Oh, that's right. What I'm saying, fellas, this motherfucker was kind of fly. And he had some snow bunnies, two snow bunnies in the car. And he, I could see, you know, they was hoes. Well, I didn't think it was, you know, I, some reason I didn't think it was this motherfucker's bitches, but they were. And I said, it's like that? And this motherfucker handed me a card and said, holler at me. Then he walked out. And when he opened his door, he said, get out and see who I've been listening to. God damn it, I told you we might see his ass. This motherfucker made them bitches get out and come introduce themselves to me. Those hoes ran up to me and said, thank you. Our man is the only one who has real game, and we owe it all to you. Come on, man. Come on, man. What kind of fucking shit is this? My motherfucking head was so big, couldn't nobody say shit. Yeah, damn it. I told the bitches, look like y'all paying who you owe. Hey, I'm trying to give a nigga credit. And then they ran back to the car, and I heard one of them say, damn, Tiny, we met Rosebud. This was the first young nigga really pimping that I met since I've been in Vegas, really. And it's, I mean, not the first, but he was one of the few. And I've been here like 6 years now. He didn't look, you know, like he was worried about what he was going to do when he got old. Just like I ain't worried about, you know, getting older. I'm still pursuing the life ahead of me. I have life to live. We all worried at one time about, you know, that getting old shit. And we didn't, some of us, we didn't age up. We ain't, we old. But just like that young motherfucker, we didn't concern ourselves with any of that kind of shit. Because we had confidence in the game. We had confidence that the game couldn't be shaken. And you want to know what we believed in? We firmly believed and the game will take care of us in our old age. We just believed it. We all had heard that saying, you know, be good to the game, and the game will be good to you. Or we heard some version of it. But what I'm saying is that's a real saying. You really are doing things when you know. Listen, you don't think coming out tonight is doing something. But it is. It's doing big shit. It's representing game. It's representing motherfuckers coming out. It's representing so much other than what you think. And I'm telling you, you don't really have no idea about the saying, be good to the game be good to you. You don't really have no idea. You're too busy faking like you really doing shit. I don't see how many of you can even look at yourself in the mirrors. Because when you really look at what we did and what things are being done today, who fits the shoes? When you believe in the game and get old, let's say like Fillmore Slim, or me, or white folks, or Shantae, I'm sure many others motherfucking recognize you. But what you fail to realize is that we're not doing anything except what we want to. We ain't got no 401k paying our ass. We enjoy the pleasures of life, or the life that we forged in the streets on that motherfucking turf, doing what real motherfuckers do. And that's where I'm coming from. Be about it. We didn't pretend. You know what? I take that back. We did pretend. We all pretended to be big niggas way before we was big niggas. But that's part of the game. You gotta pretend to be a big nigga, because we knew where the game was going to take us. We knew if we believed in the game and we did what we were supposed to do, the game was going to make us big. We believed it, and we became giants. The same way Magic Johnson became one. On the court of his profession. And I tell you for a fact, I graduated 4.0 with my master's degree. I'm very proud of that. And it was because of my belief and my confidence in the motherfucking game as far as what I learned in the streets. This is about the streets, baby. Way more than it's about that shit you learned in school. I excelled in a classroom full of scholars. And I was the only street bred motherfucking in there, and no one even knew it. They didn't know it because the game, street game, pimping, taught me to be a chameleon. And you be a chameleon so you can keep pursuing your life. So I blended in with these motherfuckers. The only thing I needed, the only thing I really needed to do was to use my knowledge. And voila, I was in and I excelled. Soon as I started believing in my knowledge, this game that you take so fucking lightly, it ain't no joke. If any of you motherfuckers have followed me on Facebook or whatever, you saw the many times I had difficulties. Especially, you know, in the final phases of whatever it is I was working on. But you also seen that I use my own sense of abilities to overcome them all. Where did I learn to persevere as I did? On Sunset, on MacArthur, on 11th and O, on 11th Ave, 11th and O in D.C., 11th Ave in New York, and the many other tracks I've been studying on. Shit, my life is dedicated to the fact that the game is going to take care of me in the end. And, you know, well, think about it, hasn't it? Shit. I'm still pursuing my dream of being this monster in a good way. And I want to leave something here when I'm gone. In the morning, not in the morning, but mornings, I just be thinking about watching some football, or for some reason, it make me think about the game. You know, whatever, I just, you know, in the morning, I just be thinking about shit until I get dizzy. And just as a star back or a lineman eat, sleep, drink, walk, talk, live, and die by the game they play, I do the same thing. There's serious and there's serious. those professional athletes are so serious about what they do, they even eat a certain way, not just to be healthy, but to gain whatever benefits they can from what they put into their bodies and mind. Oh, that's big shit to me. In our field, it's just as important for us to feed our minds. We need to feed our bodies, but we need to feed our minds more so with the healthiest of thoughts we can have. It's not very healthy to have one woman. Just as it's not very healthy for a quarterback to have one receiver. In this game we live, you got to think about prosperity in its wildest and broadest form. You can't prosper in this game if you only think in fucking basic shit, terms of one hoe, one woman. Sure, you're going to get some money. Sure, you're going to get some pussy. But money ain't all it's about. And pussy really ain't all it's about in this life we live. Eternal mental peace is what awaits you if you really in this game like you're supposed to be, like me. If you live this life correctly and never forget to pursue what you want, you gonna roll. Every time you think about your life in the streets, it's gonna bring a smile to your face if you've been true to it. Every time somebody mentions you anything concerning excellence, you're gonna feel some kind of warm feeling that it brings you. It's, your body is gonna feel it. Every time you're gonna be granted access to some room where giants are kicking game, your head is going to swell a little more. That's what we do. At one point, you're going to notice you just came buy hats off the rack. Your head's got to be custom made. Your head's so motherfucking big, they don't have no hats to fit your head. The same thing happens in professional sports. Once a player sees his progress, his head grows a little, and soon he needs a different helmet. Take my advice and do all you can so you can be all you can be, fellas. That's my motto. Do you guys even care about models? Terms and sayings are what a, you know, a mother and a pimp motherfucker have to live by. You know, pimp use that shit to keep itself firmly grasped in the mentality of the lifestyle we live in. Now you can lose your mind, as many have done, if you're not careful with this game. There's a lot of contradictions in just about all the sayings we use. And if you translate them literally, you're going to be headed for a fucking head-on collision with trouble. But that, because we live a life that's basically the opposite of how people are taught to live. If you're sure, I'm sure you've heard, you know, the saying, a real pimp will pimp on his mama or his sister. Now, if you believe it, it sounds as if the person who believes it has no principles. No, you couldn't be further from the truth. I know this. This statement is to keep a pimp in the frame of mind that there is no reason you can't pimp on this woman. And if she's in a suffering moment, don't look to no pimp for no goddamn sympathy. Because he's supposed to tell you, if you pay me, you wouldn't be having these kind of troubles. And I'm sure you heard the saying, a pimp don't trust no bitch. This is ludicrous. Yet, I may even have responses from motherfuckers in the game to say the opposite. That statement means to a pimp, don't be surprised by what a hoe will do. And if you didn't trust her, how could you sleep around? How could you take your jewelry off? How could you go in the shower and leave your money? I'm just, come on, man. You're going to take your jewelry off sooner or later. Or what if you take it off and need to go take a shit? Yeah, you trust that hoe, but at the same time, you know a bitch is capable of any motherfucking thing. So you stay on your P's and Q's around all women. And I'm sure you heard the saying, a pimp don't fuck his hoes. That's misunderstanding. And it's why all of you motherfucking fools don't have lasting relationships. This statement means, a pimp don't fuck his hoes means, you can't be fucking a hoe and trying to keep her from working. And when you're having a problem with the bitch, you know, you want to try to fuck the problem away. Don't try to use sex to straighten the shit out. A real pimp only fuck his hoes. He do not fuck any other bitch. If he do that, he's a chippy nigga. A chippy nigga will go and chippy with some bitch who's not paying him, but that same nigga will think the hoe who will fuck a trick for free is a dump truck. So I'm saying about you fucking assholes. What's the difference? If you'll fuck a bitch that ain't paying you, why can't this bitch fuck a trick that ain't paying her? Yeah, it's a big difference. But it ain't. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if you could fuck for fun, so she could be. Well, at least that's what bitches think. These are only a couple of things that you don't understand about this, you know, life that we live. How many more do you think there, you know, that's out there that you've totally misunderstood? Each saying that you're abusing is actually a buffer a real motherfucker uses at the right time to keep him able to stay within the boundaries of what he's doing. And if you're going to fuck that up, what can I say? Go ahead. Fuck it up. I don't really care. But if you don't want to fuck it up, fuck with me. Fuck with me with Sidewalk University. Fuck with me with all the motherfucking shit I'm talking about promoting. Fuck with me because I'm trying to straighten shit out. You know, I'm going to quit. I'm going to leave this, you know, shit up about motherfuckers can win a book or two. But I'm going to take my Cash App shit down because you motherfuckers ain't supporting me. You just talking that shit. You know, you motherfuckers do not support me. You guys just want to, I don't know, hear what I say, which is cool. Fuck it. I'm saying it. I'm going to be saying it. Because, you know, some dudes hear this shit and fuck with my Sidewalk University. So I ain't mad at you motherfuckers. 161 motherfuckers on here. Excuse me. Right now. And I ain't going to get $3 from 50 of you. That's all right. I'm gone. Mm-hmm.